You're losing the room. That was pretty much the message from many Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil TDs last night at their respective parliamentary party meetings. Poor communications, a lack of hope and confusion were raised at both gatherings following the launch of the revised Living with COVID plan this week and the full return of the Dáil today to vote on the mandatory quarantine legislation. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham has more. Discontent expressed by backbenchers in both parties. The opinion poll in today's Irish Times would suggest they were making a point.
I mean, at the Fine Gael meeting, there was repeated criticism of Stephen Donnelly's media performances, or gaffes, as one person told me, as well as Micheál Martin. When it came to the Taoiseach, he was sort of lashed for his address to the nation, leaving the impression that people were going to be living in a lockdown until midsummer. Different people in the Fine Gael meeting described it to me as either disgruntlement or anger. But behind it, I guess, is a sense that Ireland enjoyed some social cohesion during the first lockdown under Fine Gael. But that's been lost due to bad performances with this coalition government, and there's a hemorrhaging of public trust. I mean, losing the dressing room was one phrase I heard. One person attending the meeting told me that, you know, communication was crisp and clear when Leo Varadkar, Simon Harris and Simon Coveney were leading the line during lockdown one, even though tough medicine was being doled out. But it was interesting here that now that Fianna Fáil was getting the roasting in that meeting, it might explain how candid tarnished Leo Varadkar was when he told the party that their criticism was reasonable, was heard loud and clear and will be taken on board. But as you said, Áine, at the very same time, the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party was underway, and there the person accused of cack-handed communication skills, well, was Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, with one critic zoning in on his interview that he gave to this very programme yesterday when he started to mention the Isle of Man in the context of quarantine, when he said something like, why would you put someone from the Isle of Man into hotel quarantine when there's no COVID there? And in the Dáil yesterday, Alan Kelly went hell for leather on that one, saying, Jesus, the Isle of Man, that's laughable. Next he'll be doing a field trip there. And from the Fianna Fáil point of view, this was totally unnecessary. It was an own goal. But I think what we have here is that it is a fact that there's been criticism of Fianna Fáil at recent Fine Gael parliamentary party meetings. And, you know, the health minister has had a bruising week by any standards. But just reading the both rooms, I think, I don't think that there's a breach or the beginnings of a breakdown here. Right. All sides accept that February and March is going to be rough, that lessons have to be learned. But the maximum, or the guiding principle for both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, is that they just need to get through February and March, get to April together, where hopefully the vaccinations will be skyrocketing and hopefully the infection numbers will be going down.
And of course, we hear a lot about what happens at the parliamentary party meetings in these days. One thing we did learn, the Taoiseach raising the prospect, again, the government very adamant they weren't going to be putting numbers and dates on their Living with COVID plan, but telling his backbench TDs there was some prospect of the easing of the 5 kilometre limit from Easter Monday, April the 5th. Is that right?
Yeah, he did say that, but I wouldn't overemphasise it, because in his press conference to the media on Tuesday night, that was after the address that he gave, he had said that, you know, things would be reassessed come April, and then he identified some of the things which the government would be looking at, and that included the question of the 5 kilometre limit. So to a certain extent, he'd already prepared the ground, and I think he was just underlining that to his own parliamentary party, which clearly was feeling a little bit uncomfortable with the way things had been going. So I think he was wanting to give them some hope when clearly the mood was a little bit dark.
Now, the opposition was united yesterday in speaking against the government mandatory quarantine proposals for not going far enough, especially as we learned that there were 10,500 arrivals here, I think, last week, but they're sticking to the 20 country list. And we're going to see all the TDs gathering in the convention centre. Is that right today, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, we were down in the convention centre yesterday, that huge air hangar which sucks out all of the atmosphere out of any Dáil debate. Stephen Donnelly got to his feet mid-afternoon, and he said that while the UK was introducing, you know, this quarantine measure, it wasn't similar in Europe, that Ireland was taking a sort of a leading line on this. And he said that the government was going to act because the risk of importing variants was big, and that could have a knock-on impact on vaccine rollout. So he was saying they were striking a balance. Mm-hmm. The proposals in the bill might be regarded by some as harsh, but by others as insufficient. But they believe they've got the right balance. And they got some support. I mean, like independent TDs like Hal Berry felt the government had got the balance right. But Sinn Féin health spokesman David Cullinan said it was impossible to explain to any man or woman in the street why the government is telling the public that they have to stay within 5 kilometres from the home while international travellers are not obliged to quarantine. That was also picked up by the Labour leader, Alan Kelly, who was saying that the plan as published, the legislation as published, was nowhere near enough and that the legislation was the absolute minimum. And he also said, if we go along the road you're going, these variants will transfer into our country on a larger scale. It'll be your failing and your government's failing. So there was a fair degree of unity across the House. The Social Democrats co-leader, Roisin Shortall, basically saying that the government's plan is a recipe for rolling lockdowns. That's going to kick off again in the Dáil today. This time, I believe, the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, will be there and making a contribution as well as the government tries to get it over the line.
And the Social Democrats' motion on continuing the Mother and Baby Homes Commission for a year, that vote passed, but the commission winds up Sunday anyway. How does that happen?
Yeah, it's a strange one because the Social Democrats were bringing a private member's motion which was seeking to extend the term of the Mother and Baby Homes Commission by 1 year, saying that even though they'd retrieved all these survivor testimonies digitally, that there were so many questions you needed to answer them and therefore the commission had to remain intact. The government said it wasn't going to oppose it and try to answer some of the concerns in the Dáil, but because they didn't oppose it, the motion went through. However, the Social Democrats then tried to secure time so that they could bring forward a bill which would sort of basically act on the motion, but that was turned down. So on that basis, even though the motion went through, the government holds the line and the commission will be wound up at the end of the week, and you are going to have all of the documentation moving on to the Department of Children's. It's an interesting one at a political level if you consider the fact that, you know, private members' motion had brought down a Fianna Fáil government on the question of payments to people with haemophilia a number of decades ago. Here is a private member's motion going through, and yes, it isn't going to have any effect.
All right, Paul, thank you very much indeed. That's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. The